So, Iowa, after hosting its last caucus last night.
Yes.
What a way of running things.
Is that crazy?
That is, yes, strange.
Now, am I hearing correctly? It was all blamed on the app?
On a new piece of equipment that they have.
Yeah, that's, at least that's what the initial blame is on?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And it sounds like some of the precinct leaders didn't get this app until just a few days ago. Nobody really tested it.
Oh,
maybe
really?
Some of them don't know how to use it.
Some don't even know how to use it. This was done on their personal phones, too. Some were complaining that when they tried to download the app, that a warning message came up and said, "Are you sure you want to do this? That might cause problems with your phone." So,
How many of these adults took time to consult their kids in order to find out how to make it work?
Right.
That should have been the first thing they should have done. And what are the kids? So we got candidates, some who have sounded like they're almost claiming victory.
Yeah, I like Pete Buttigieg claiming victory, even though no numbers have been released. Right, that was funny.
I believe Klobuchar did the same thing.
Yeah,
and then
right,
Bernie Sanders made it sound like he's is very good, or today's the end of the beginning of the end of President Trump.
The good thing is that there are paper ballots, because they had to write down everything. Mm-hmm. So they will get the numbers, but they just we don't know how long.
In the past, though, it was around 10:30 at night when they would have the results using the old method.
Right. They should have just kept it the way it was.
I guess.
Right.
But all the candidates basically have said, all right, we're
on to
New Hampshire.
Yeah, but they are upset, though, because they want whoever was going to win or come in second or third, they wanted that press, you know, for at least for a day or two.
The momentum.
Yeah.
Now the press is on that. And then the press tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's the State of the Union.
Right.
I mean,
the impeachment vote and everything. Yeah.
And I don't follow this closely. And this has happened in the past. I see it's noted, but I'm just amazed. So apparently at a precinct in Iowa Falls, they had such a tight caucus between Senators Klobuchar and Warren that they had to go to a coin toss to decide who were going to get the delegates?
Very Democratic, yes.
A coin toss?
Yeah.
A coin toss? I mean, for the presidency, essentially, that's what they're depending on. And again, this isn't out of the ordinary. They talk about how it was done a few years ago in the last time.
Didn't they get some of the other minor candidates to come over and join one side or the other? Or is that were they that close after
that
happened?
Yeah, it was that close after it happened, yes.
Says each senator had 19 supporters, which equals 4 delegates apiece, but there's a 12-delegate cap on the number available at the site. And since there were other candidates who had hit the viability threshold, the winning delegate had to be awarded via a coin toss.
I believe that was that Joe Biden who won, too? I think it was. I think. I saw something.
It could have been.
Yeah,
I
think he did. I think he was able to get a win there in that building.
Well, that's one precinct out of a thousand.
Doesn't
make a lot of difference.
No.
Coin toss.
Right. Yeah.
Although, having said that, there have been some, I guess you'd call political seats. I mean, you hear a lot of local political seats where you get a tie.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever the seat might have been, whether they do it by a coin toss or drawing a card or something.
You
like
draw
that.
Something out of a hat,
But, wow.
I know.
I wonder what New Hampshire is doing right now.
Oh, I think they're enjoying this, because now they are going to be looked at probably as the first state. They'll get everything going. So that's how they're looking at it.
Glad we're doing a primary, not a caucus.
Right? Is it New Hampshire that does the a couple midnight votes?
Yeah,
in couple of towns.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They do that in primaries at the presidential election. You're thinking of Dixville Notch.
Yeah, Dixville Notch. Right. I think they do that in both.
In primary?
I think in the primaries and in the general election. Yeah, I think so.
Crazy.
Yeah, of course. So it's just getting started, and here we are.
And it started. That's the key word. It's just getting started. As much as we've already had a bunch of stuff going on, now it really kicks in, and it hasn't really started to kick yet.
And Michigan is it's a month away, right?
March 10th.
Okay.
Was that what it is?
Five weeks away.
Yeah, and it was in March. I just didn't know when it was.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Michigan Democratic Party and Jocelyn Benson, they're on notice.
Yeah, boy, yeah. You can bench a bunch of election officials going, quick, let's huddle up and make sure that we get everything. All our I's dotted, our T's crossed, and technology working.
Yeah.